This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million.
So, hey guys, I'm sorry I haven't put out an episode in a while. You can hear my voice is pretty hoarse right now. Kind of hard for me to talk. But, I'm trying to get this. I'm trying to get an episode out today. Got a couple of things to reveal here about what's happening here in Texas, right? Well, first thing I want to mention is a pregnant woman gets fined for driving in the HOV lane, but says her baby should count, right? And actually, it should, right? The reason being is she was ticketed for driving in a vehicle by herself in the HOV lane. You got to have multiple occupants or at least two occupants when you're in the HOV lane, right? Well, she did. There was her pregnant, you know, she was pregnant. It was her unborn child is another occupant. Well, the Texas Transportation Code has not been amended or updated to show that a pregnant woman would be two people as opposed to just a woman by herself or a man by himself. A pregnant woman would be two people. The reason we know this is if she was to be killed, to be murdered because she was going to be robbed or whatever the case may be, that person would be charged with two counts of murder, right? Or two counts of manslaughter, whatever it gets pled down to, because of her and the unborn child. So that's going to be two. But the Texas Transportation Code doesn't recognize it, at least as of yet, does not recognize that it is two people, not just one person. Her lawyer's on here, and he's trying to make a big case of it, and I don't blame him. He's trying to make a big case of it, so you know, to set the groundwork for the transportation code to be updated to reflect the fact that it actually is two people. Now, it seems kind of unfair, I guess, but reality is reality, right? So it's I would be okay with it, but it seems kind of unfair. A pregnant woman can drive in the HOV lane, which is, you know, here in Texas, pretty clear, and so she can get to and from where she needs to get without a problem. And then a man, doesn't matter what kind of man you are, if you're an actual man, can't be pregnant, so he can't drive in the HOV lane when he's by himself. But technically, it should be allowed because, well, she is, you know, carrying another person with her. It just happens to be in her belly instead of in a papoose or in a car seat, right? So that's that's one thing I wanted to mention to you. Hey, and in Washington, a group of abortion rights activists, protested the White House Saturday afternoon, this last Saturday, risking arrest, right? The Women's March was about, you know, they should still have the right. They feel that Joe Biden should protect their abortion rights. Joe Biden's not doing anything, or he's not doing enough to protect their abortion rights. Well, my question to you is there just a mass stupidity that's a wave that's traveling through America? Because you have never, ever had the right to have an abortion. Ever. Never, ever have you had the right to have an abortion. You've been allowed to have an abortion. Law has not stopped people from, you know, allowing you to have an abortion, but you have never had the right to have an abortion. Now, it's different if you say, we want to, you know, to have a amendment put into the Constitution allowing women to have the right to have an abortion. That's a different story. But you have never had the right to have an abortion. Just like I have never had the right to fly in an F-15 fighter jet. So maybe if I was shorter and I had better eyesight, I would be able to beat an F-15 had I gone to, you know, officer training school and, you know, showed the aptitude and learned how to be a pilot better, right? Or learn how to be a pilot. But I've never had the right to fly an F-15. Never had the right. Even if I were qualified and I was actually a pilot flying the F-15, I've never had that right. Do you understand that rights from the Constitution, that's what grants you those rights? Some people might say, well, those rights are just enumerated by the Constitution. Those rights were given to you by God, right? Somebody might say that, but legally, rights are only given to you through our Constitution. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you have the right to have an abortion. So you've never had that right. Now, I'm not saying that you should not be allowed to have an abortion, and I'm not saying that you should be allowed to have an abortion. That's for another discussion. That's for other people to decide, right? What I'm saying is you've never had the right to have an abortion. So for all these women and some men who are protesting, whether it be a march on Washington or any place else, saying that your rights are being trampled, are all of these people just really stupid? Because you have never had that right. So that's a question I'm asking. Is there just a wave of stupidity that's flying over our country? And, you know, a lot of these people who see Roe versus Wade having been overturned, they feel that their right to have an abortion, which is their way of, you know, getting around using a condom, getting around using the pill, getting around keeping your legs closed. Is it those people who are the ones that are most upset and, well, stupid? I don't know. Just asking. Okay, a family is suing TikTok, claiming that two daughters died in attempting viral blackout challenge, right? This is not anything new. I know all the millennials think it's new. It's not. When I was a kid, this is before the internet crap, when I was a kid, they had that blackout challenge where you try to choke yourself or choke a friend until they pass out, and then, you know, watch them pass out. It's new, deprive the body of oxygen and people will get choked. Wow, that's new. Well, that's kind of what they're doing here. There was a video on TikTok, or several videos on TikTok, where people are encouraging others to try to choke themselves out with, you know, a purse string or whatever they can find, just to try to choke themselves out until they pass out. This is a challenge, right? It's kind of like eating Tide Pods was a challenge, or dancing outside of a moving car while you're the driver was a challenge, you know, just stupid crap like that. So Lilana Erica Walton, who's 8 years old, and Ariana Jaylene Arroyo, who was 9 years old, were attempting to become social media famous, but instead wound up dead as a result. So they are trying to sue TikTok for this. I don't know if TikTok would be liable for it, because they allowed this challenge to be put out there on the internet. I don't know. I mean, it's free speech. They're suppressing free speech. But this is also, you know, kind of, I guess, dangerous teaching kids this. But then you can, I mean, where does it stop? You go on and say, hey, movies can't, you know, portray dangerous things because kids might do it, you know. Or is it because you have to say, don't try this at home, kids, before you put the video out? I don't know. So, me, personally, I say TikTok shouldn't be held liable for it. Yes, it's super unfortunate that these kids died. I'm not saying that it's not. But I don't think TikTok should really be held liable for it because of what happened here. And it happens, you know, it happens. I mean, you're going to get, you know, people do foolish things. And, you know, I wouldn't blame TikTok for it. Now, you might want to blame the person who was in the video who did it, who originally did it, right, who originally put this out. Kind of hard to find the person who originally, you know, come up with this challenge, right? So or every single person who's done this challenge and filmed themselves doing it, they need to be held liable, or need to have some charges put against them, you know, each person, right? I don't know how that works. If you have a solution, whether it be a solution that I'm going to agree with or not, if you have a solution, post it down here in the comments. Let's just kind of hear about it. What do you think? Do you think TikTok should be held liable? What do you think the solution would be besides just holding them liable? Do you think that maybe there needs to be a disclaimer put in there? Do you think that they need to put a banner that says you have to be 18 to watch this video? What do you think? You know, let's hear what you guys say. And here I am reading here in San Antonio. A police arrest a man for a fatal hit and run with a bicyclist. San Antonio, I guess it was this last weekend, right? Or actually on the 8th, right? The police say they arrested a man who was involved in a hit-and-run crash with a bicyclist on the west side. The incident happened Thursday night at around 10 p.m. at the intersection of South Rosalio and Saunders Avenue, right? According to the police, the victim, Manuel Mendoza, 61, was traveling on his bicycle when the suspect, Ernest Gray, 27, failed to stop at a sign and struck the victim with his vehicle. Gray quickly fled the scene. Mendoza was transported to University Hospital, where he died. The San Antonio Police Department wants to remind the public that fleeing the scene of an accident is a serious crime. I agree 100%. Fleeing the scene is a serious crime. And you need to respect bicyclists on the road. They're allowed legally to drive on the road with us. The only one question that this guy has to ask is, why is it that people who bike on the road expect people who drive vehicles, whether it be car, truck, whatever, on the road, they expect them to obey the law and allow them room to drive on the road or to ride their bicycles on the road when they, and not all of them, but they don't obey the law and expect you to obey it. And when something bad happens, they call foul. Reason I say this is because I've been actually downtown San Antonio riding my bicycle with a few other people. I only did it one time because this is what pissed me off and made me not want to ride down there anymore. But I'm riding downtown with a few other people, and they're shooting through stoplights. They're shooting through stop signs. Cars are having to avoid them. I was right behind this one group, and they almost got hit. One of the guys almost got hit. A car had to slam on the brakes in order to keep from hitting him because he ran a stop sign. So my question to you is, as a bicyclist, are you one of those people who actually stop at stop signs? Do you actually walk your bike across the crosswalk? Because, you know, it's actually against the law to ride your bike across the crosswalk. It's not okay to ride your bike across the crosswalk. Do you actually get off and walk it? Me and my wife do. There's the only intersection that we go to that actually has a place where you have to get off your bike. And we're not talking about in the park, because in the park you don't have to, but in public streets you do. So when you're actually here in San Antonio, if you're crossing under 410 downtown by, I want to say it's Almost Park, there's actually a crosswalk there. We actually get off our bikes and walk across that crosswalk. We see many people, I mean, pretty much everybody except for me and my wife, will actually ride across it. But we actually get off our bikes and walk across it. So my question to you is, as a bicyclist, do you obey the law to the farthest extent of the law? When the bike tells you, when the bike law says this is what you have to do, do you obey it? Or do you just expect the other people to obey it and keep you safe? And then lastly, before my voice completely gives out, this girl, Brittany, and I'm probably going to pronounce her name here, Brittany Grenier, could be Griner, I don't know how she pronounces her name. Well, she's a pile of shit. You know, she's protesting against the national anthem because it's a white person national anthem. She doesn't like that, blah, blah, blah. When she gets caught smuggling drugs into Russia, she decides, you know, she wants to ask America for help. I mean, I know I dissed y'all. I told y'all that, you know, screw all you white people, but will you please help me? You know, because, you know, I'm stupid and I did something. Did you ever see Broke Down Palace? Well, you know, she kind of did something like that. She smuggled. Now, it wasn't, you know, a whole bunch of heroin she was smuggling, you know, into the country or out of the country. What it was she, in her vape pen, she had hashish oil in her vape pen, right? Well, I mean, doesn't matter. That's still drugs. It's an amount of drugs. It's a detectable amount of drugs, right? And it's in her vape pen. And she was smuggling that through the airport. smuggling is probably not the best word. She had it in her luggage as she was going through the airport, and they caught her with it. But that's not the point. The point is, she dissed our country as badly as she has because, you know, it's a white national anthem. We don't want them white people having a national anthem. It needs to be a national anthem including all of us, including black people, including, you know, all these other people, Hispanics and everything else. These white folks, you know, have their own national anthem. Well, it's not our national anthem. It's the country's national anthem. The country has nothing to do with any kind of race. It's the country's national anthem. If you don't like it, stay over there in Russia. Whew. You will be staying over there in Russia. So enjoy, Brittany. Anyway, this is Ricky Midnight. God bless America and God bless Texas.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.